Beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, we are up to Sif Hei, which is page Gimel. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hei, Lo Yalu HaKohanim LaDuchen B'min Olim. Kohanim should not go up to do Birchas Kohanim wearing shoes, Aval B'Batei Shokayim Shari. But with thigh shoes, we'll see what those are exactly, higher shoes, it's permissible. The Ramo writes, V'yesh Machmirim Imheim Shal Or. Some are machmer even by these batei shokayim, which we'll see what they are in a moment exactly. Some are machmer if they are made out of leather. V'nogu lahokel biktas mekomos. But the minhag is to be lenient in many places, in some places. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Tesvav, why is it that Kohanim cannot duchen with shoes on? Says the Mishabura, Shema yipasek lo ritsua. We're worried that maybe one of the straps will break. Uganaihu lo, and it will be a disgrace to him. Umislotitsim olov kishesandolo muteres, and people might make fun of him when his shoe is untied. The ikshirena ba'ocha chaveira mevarchim, he might bend down to tie his shoe while everyone else is doing birchas kohanim. And people who see him are going to say, V'yomru sheben grushu ben chalutzahud. They say, look, he's really a cholol, he's not a good kohen. Ulefika cholach v'yoshavlo. That's why he sat down to tie his shoe in the middle of Birchas Kohanim, because he's not really a kosher kohen for duchening. V'afilu b'minolim she'ein lohem ritzuos aser. And even though the whole reason why we say they shouldn't do it in shoes is because of the ritzuos, but even shoes that don't have ritzuos, it's also aser. The lo plug rabbanon, the rabbanon without mechalek, and they said shoes are out. V'yesh la'atznia ha'min olim shelo yamdu b'golui b'beis ha'knesses b'vnei ha'kovod. You should hide the shoes that they shouldn't be revealed in the beis ha'knesses because it's not proper cover for the beis ha'knesses to have these shoes lying around. V'yechaltzeim kodem netila. The kohanim should remove their shoes before they wash their hands. Ach kishe'ev shelo l'choltzom acha netila. However, if they are able to take off their shoes after having their hands washed, v'shelo yiga behem, if they're able to remove their shoes without touching them after they wash, yochol l'choltzom acha netila, they are able to take off their shoes after the netila. So the reason for taking them off before the netila is really just so you don't touch them. But if you're able to do it without touching them, that you have no laces and you can just slip it right off, then you can slip it off even after the netila. If you look at note number 22, he just points out, if the chazan is a kohen and he wants a duchen in the middle of chazar shatz, we'll discuss later. And before he started shon esrei, he forgot to take off his shoes. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, in the middle of his shon esrei, he should not take off his shoes. Mishum bizayon hatzibur. It's a disgrace to the tzibur for the kohen chazan to take off his shoes in the middle. The yivarech kashu lavush b'min olav, and then he should in fact duchen with his shoes on. And then he says in note 22, V'kohen yorei v'chored, kosov l'kamon, a kohen who has a proper fear, she'nochon she'izor shelo lagas b'mokom muluchluch b'shas netilaso shachar. This we'll see tomorrow, that a kohen really should be very careful not to touch any dirty places from the time that he washes his hands in the morning until he duchens. Kevon she'nechluku ha'poskim m'tzorach l'varach al netila zo al netila shadayim. Since really it's a machlokes ha'poskim, if the netila before Birchas Kohanim requires a bracha, the ein lihi kaneis l'safik brachos. And we don't want to get into a safik brachos, so therefore if you didn't really do anything with your hand since the morning, then for sure you don't need a bracha, and therefore it's better to avoid that suffix. Continues the Mishavur in Sivkotan Tazayin. Yes, Alex.
If the chasan is a coin, what does he do?
We're going to get to that. We're not going to discuss that now. That's something we're going to get to later. But just pointing out there that Rishon Zalman says in that case, a coin would duchen with shoes on. I only brought it in for that reason. But I don't want to go into that now. Let's continue weiter in the Mishavur in Sivkotan Tazayin. So the Mechaber told us that a coin can't duchen with shoes on, but with batei shokayim et shari. So the Mishabura says in Tazai in the first wide line, "Hum min olim arukim hamagiim ad arkuvos haregel." This batei shokayim is long shoes that reach towards the knee of the leg. It reaches your knee. Hainu samach lasho, close to the thigh. It goes all the way up your leg. Vishari, and that is permissible to wear during duchening. The lekahacha time hanal. The reason that we mentioned above does not apply because normally, as we'll see, normally they don't have straps, and therefore the whole concern that we said before is the laces or the straps might open. The kohen might bend down to tie it, and people will think he's a ben grusha since he's bending down and sitting down in the middle of duchening. But since these don't normally have straps, therefore the reason does not apply. However, the Mishavur then says, "V'afte gamhocha regilim lefa'amim lasos ritzua samach la'akuva." Even though sometimes these boots or these batei shokayim are made with straps that are close to the knee, mikomakom lo chayshinan shema yeshev lekashram. Still, we're not worried that for this concern that he might sit down to tie it. We're not worried about that. Because even if they get unstrapped on the top, it's not a ganai. For some reason, by shoes, it's more of a ganai, and therefore we're worried the kohen is going to bend down and tie the shoe. So here, besides the fact that he doesn't really have to bend down so much because it's higher up, but we're not worried he's going to do it at all because it's not a ganai to have this little buckle unbuckled on your high shoes. Then the Ramah told us that there are those who are machmir if the batei shokayim are made out of leather. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkaton Yudzayinim Heim Shal Or, Taimum, the reason is the Bechlal Sandal Uminolheim. If they're made out of leather, so they're considered part of the whole gzeira that Aser Duchening with shoes, and therefore when Amachalik, whether they're high shoes or low shoes, they're made out of leather, they're out. Velo plug rabbanon bein yesh ritzuos or bein ein ritzuos, and like we said before, they were not machalik whether there were straps or no straps. If they're leather shoes, they're out. Umikom makom bebatei shokayim im michnasayim biyachad shemagiyim aratzilehim. I don't know if we know exactly what this is, but this is some kind of batei shokayim that's connected to your pants that reaches all the way.
Construction workers have it.
Like those? Okay. Are those their pants boots?
They have boots built in.
Okay, there you go. Construction workers have it. Boots built into their pants, so they're all connected as one piece, and the pants go all the way up till atzilem, until their elbows, which is not really so high if you put your arm down, so it's like your waist. So the boots are attached to pants that go all the way up. Mutil kliyama, then it's permissible to duchen with those on according to everyone. The zelo havi bechal gzera klal. That's not included in the gzera whatsoever. The chain batei shokayim shall beged, and so too if you have these batei shokayim that are made out of cloth. Even if they're covered with leather, but they're not be'etzim leather, they're really made out of beged, they're just covered with leather, that also will be permissible. And then the Rama ended up and said, V'nogu lahokel b'ksas makomos, the minog in some places is to be lenient. Says the Mishabura in Sefkaton Yudches, U'mikomokom be'batei shokayim shalonu, with our batei shokayim shekorin shtivil, which a targum on the bottom says, magafayim, which we translate as boots. Our boots, sherigilim leilech bohem bashuk batit, that we normally walk outside in the mud with our boots on, ein lahakel mishum kavaratzi, where you should not be lenient to do duchening with these batei shokayim that are boots that are used to walk around in the mud. It's not proper kavaratzibur. Ulafi tamze, according to this, gam bimin olam shel gemi shelonu shekorin kalasin, even these menolim shel gemi, which we have, which are called galoshes, that go over your shoes, gam kein einochon mitam zeh, it's also inappropriate to be duchening with them, because also they get dirty and it's not proper kavadat tzibur. Kosu ha'achronim, de einochon lalos laduchin yochef mamish. Besides that it's inappropriate to duchen with shoes on, you're not allowed to, it's also inappropriate and incorrect to go up and duchen totally barefoot. Shu derech gnai, that's a gnai. She'ein regilin bizman hazeh leilech yochef lifnei gedolim. We don't walk around totally barefoot with nothing on our feet in front of gedolim, and therefore it's inappropriate to get that way in front of the tzibur to duchen. Elo yesh leilech bepuz mekol shel beged v'chein haminog. Rather, they should go up with socks, and that is our minog that the kohanim do their duchening with socks on. Now we're going to see a couple of interesting notes over here. We're going to start with note number 23. And note number 23, he discusses what about wearing slippers or other non-leather shoes for duchening. Ubenale bayis shalonu. She'ein hochem behem bashuk batit. Those we don't walk around outside with tit, and they don't have the straps. V'chein kol na'alayim kiyotze behen, or any other kinds of shoes, I guess, that are not leather. So the das of the shalom shuvas panim me'iros, and the ben ishchai say, she'ein olin behen leduchen. You also can't wear them for duchening. Me'idach, on the other hand, or Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, she me'ikir hadin yecholim lalos b'nalei bat lelo sruchim leduchen. Really, me'ikir hadin, you can be duchening with some kind of slippers. If they don't have any laces, you can duchen, because the gzera, the whole idea doesn't apply, and it's not part of the gzera because it's not leather. So really, me'ikir hadin, it's okay. Uledaito aponim me'iros aser dafko b'nalei bat akshurim b'sruchim. And according to Shlomo Zalman, that which the aponim me'iros was machmir, that's only with these slippers, or these other house shoes that have strings, laces. Ulam roi lahachmir bedover. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, even though mikra din is mutter, one should be machmir, mishum shekali hadas yavo lahatir akol. We're worried that if we're going to start doing it with slippers or other kinds of shoes that are okay, then people are going to start being lax and duchening in regular shoes. In note number 24, going on that which the Mishnah Berurah just told us, that you shouldn't do it totally barefoot either, because we don't walk that way in front of Gedolim. So in note 24 he writes, Mikom okom em yesh kohen she'ein garbayim l'raglov. If there is a kohen at shul who does not have socks, he just has leather shoes, and then otherwise he's barefoot, he forgot to wear socks that morning. So Rav Moshe says, She'ein limnoa mimenu lisa kapov. That is not grounds for telling that he cannot duchen, and he would be in fact allowed to duchen. I guess probably better to borrow socks, but if that's, no one wants to lend him their socks, so that he can duchen barefoot. Vim habeger oruch shechofe afes kapus raglov. If a person is wearing a long garment, he has long pants that go all the way down and cover his feet all the way to the ground. So the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, lagabe tefila shemutar lehispal kach. We have the same exact Mishnah Berurah over there that you shouldn't daven barefoot, because we don't normally go in front of gedolim barefoot. But if your pants cover all the way down, they cover your foot, so then that would be okay, because that's not a bizayim. The host, if the Mishnah Berurah adds over there by tefila, and the lechorah is standing over here, shehu adin shemutar lehispal yochiv ba'arzos achamos behen nog lamur kach b'fnei gedolim. If you live in a place in Eretz Yisrael, a certain yeshuvim, where they walk around barefoot in front of gedolim as well, so then you'd be allowed to duchen that way, because the whole svara to not duchen barefoot is you wouldn't go that way in front of gedolim. But if you live in a certain very warm places and they walk around taka barefoot in front of gedolim, so then you could duchen that way, you could daven that way, like we learned also by Hilchos Tefillah. One last interesting note over here, which is very nogei l'maisa, is note number 25. So note number 25, he says, V'af im ha-garbayim shonos b'mar'isam. Even if a person has very strange socks, u'bitzivim, and in their color, he has very flashy socks, me'ha-garbayim ha-regilos eitzel shar kohanim. All the kohanim are wearing black socks, and he wore purple socks that morning, and they're very showy. So Rav Moshe says, She'yochol lalos laduchen, he can also duchen ve'ein choshishim lehesach adash shel ha-mizborchim. We're not worried it will distract the Yisraelim, and he can go up to duchen in any socks that he has. Fine. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Halacha Vav, Af al pi she'notlu ha-kohanim yideyim shachris. Even though the kohanim already washed their hands in the morning when they got up, Chozrim v'notlim yideyim ad ha-perek shu'chibur ha-yod v'hazroa. They go back again and wash their hands again until their wrist, which is where the hand connects to the arm. We'll stop there and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. If we have more time, we will finish the Sif. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Tes, Afal pi she'notlu ha-kohanim yideyim, even though the kohanim washed their hands already in the morning, they rewash their hands again the whole way. Iker hanetila asmuchu rabbanon akroi. The whole idea of washing the hands of the kohanim before the duchening is an asmachta based on a pasuk. Shenem by the pasuk says su'u yedechem kodesh uvorchu as Hashem. So how do we darshin it? Kolomar means to say su'u yedechem means kishetisu yedechem. When you're doing the siyas kapayim, when you're going to raise your hands for duchening, that's su'u yedechem. So kodesh kachu osam betchila, make them holy first. We know when the Kohen Gadol used to wash his hands and feet, it was called Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So, Su'u Yedechem, when you're going to raise your hands for Duchenim, Kodesh, make them holy through Netila, through washing them. V'hainu Netila, V'achar kach baruch hu es birchas Hashem v'hi birchas Kohanim. And then say the blessing of Hashem, which is the birchas Kohanim. So, Yimamish Darshan, every word in that pasuk, Su'u Yedechem, raise your hands with Kodesh, with the Netila, and then u'baruchas Hashem, then say the bracha of Hashem, meaning the birchas Kohanim. So, they base the Netila on that pasuk. Vanetzila tzricha lios b'mayim dafka. This washing needs to be specifically with water. V'lomoil kan midi demenaki kemo b'tfila b'simen tzadi beiz. It does not help to use some other source of cleaning your hands. Like when it comes to davening, if you're running late to shul and you don't have water, so we say rub your hands against the wall, against your clothes, whatever it is, you clean your hands in another way. That does not work for duchening. U'pasak ha-mechaber, and the mechaber paskins, it's really a machlokas, but the Mechaber Paskins, the afal pi shenotal yodav shachris, even though the Kohen washes hands in the morning, yachzor v'yikadesh osam kodem anesiyas kapayim, he should go back and makadesh them through netila before anesiyas kapayim. Dikra tekef l'kedusha bracha mashma. Because the pasuk that we just mentioned is mashma that immediately after the kedusha, immediately after the netila, you should say the bracha, right? It says Kodesh u'baruch las Hashem, and therefore we don't want to rely purely on the netil in the morning, which was 2 hours before the duchening is taking place, and therefore one should wash his hands a second time. If you look at note 27, just an interesting idea, not so nagei on chutz la'aretz, if you're Ashkenazi. Ule'inya detilas yadayim labirchas kohanim betfilas musaf. In terms of washing your hands as a kohen for birchas kohanim by musaf, b'mokom shemavarchem birchas kohanim b'shachris. Right, and Eretz Yisrael, both filos. I assume the Sfarim do that here also. So if you already washed your hands at Shachris for duchening, do you have to wash your hands again for Musaf? So he writes, Kosava Makor Chayim, she'im lo yotza ha-kohen mi'chutz le'beis ha-knesses ben time. If the kohen did not go out of shul from the time that he washed his hands for the Shachris duchening till it comes time ready to wash his hands for the Musaf, me'ikir adin einu tzarech lito yadav le'musaf. Me'ikir adin, he does not need to rewash his hands for Musaf, he's good to go. However, the minog lemaisa is to go out and wash the hands again, but you don't actually have to go out and wash the hands again. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Chof.
How many times do I wash the hands? Three, like, Maidani or?
Do we have a kohen in the house?
No.
Levi. Okay. You looked ahead.
No.
Oh, that's coming up. We'll see. Chozun v'notlim. So the Mechaber told us that even if they wash their hands in the morning, they go and wash their hands again. Says the Mishabur in Sifkatan Chof, v'im ein lo mayim. If he doesn't have water, kasvu achronim v'achronim right, the nucha lismoch al shitas ha-rambam. Then you can rely on the shita of the Rambam, the svirle di yotze b'netilas yadayim shenoto b'shachris. Then you can rely on the shita of the Rambam who the Mechaber is not going like, the Mechaber is going like Tosos, but the Rambam holds that if you wash your hands in the morning, you do not have to rewash your hands, and therefore, if you don't have water, you can rely on the Rambam and do duchening without rewashing your hands. As long as, kol shalohi siach daito, as long as your mind was not taking off the cleanliness of your hands, v'yodeya shalom noga b'mokom atunaf, and you know you didn't get your hands dirty. So you can rely on the Rambam, b'di'evit, if you don't have water, assuming your mind didn't go off the cleanliness of your hands, and you know that you didn't touch any dirty part of your body, then you can rely on the Rambam and not wash your hands a second time for duchening, assuming you wash Negelvasser in the morning. And when you wash your hands a second time, so you wash at a perek, says the Mishaburis of Katan Chaf Aleph, Kikoin Hamikadesh Yodav Lavoda. This is a very important point. Just like the Kohen who washes his hands for the Avoda, so you have to wash all the way until the wrist. In Note 28, he tells us a very important thing, v'hu adin b'tisha b'av v'yom ha-kippurim, where you're not really allowed to wash past your knuckles. When it comes to tisha b'av Yom Kippur, the Mishabur tells us later on, sheyesh lito yadayim l'birchas koram ad ha-perek. That's halacha, the Mishabur says, both by tisha b'av and Yom Kippur, if they're duchening, right, you have to wash your hands all the way until the wrist, even though normally on tisha b'av and Yom Kippur, we only wash till the knuckles. Says the Mishabur of Aiter, the alkein, the third to last line on the page, the alkein kasu haachronim, the efshir de ba'inan dafka netila mikli v'koach gavra. Because washing your hands for birchas kohanim is like washing your hands for the avoda, like a kohen doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it has to be all the way to your wrist, and therefore also you should need netila b'dafka from a cup, from a vessel, v'koach gavra, you need it to be the power of a person, not just to dip your hands and clean it, it has to be someone pouring it on you. V'shelo yu mishtanim hamayim mibriyasan, and the water should not have changed from the way they were originally. They shouldn't have a change of appearance. The yia alko ponim revias mayim, and there should be at the very least a revias of water. Now let's see a very interesting bir halacha over here before we have a chance to go on in the mechaber. So the bir halacha over here on page gimel says chozin v'notlin yadayim. The mechaber said even if they wash their hands in the morning, they go back and they wash their hands a second time. Kosav amogin avram osir lishos kedehilu chof beiz amba benetila lebracha. Whoa. Says the Magen Avraham from Tosas and Sota that it's usher to leave time that it takes to walk 22 amos, which is not very long. 22 amos is not very long. Maximum of 44 feet that takes to walk that amount of time. You should not have that time lapse between the time that you wash your hands and you start duchening. Says the Bir Halacha, Ulekach tzarech lito samach l'ritzei. Therefore, you have to wash very close to ritzei. You don't want to wash too early. You want to be the last one to get washed. The achazin lo yarech b'ritzei, and the chazin better get moving. The ritzei. Ube'el yirabe kosov the samchinam bezel aposkim the ain't tzarech klal natil sedaim kishen notol yado shachris. And the El Yirabe says that we're not so machmir on this because we rely really on the Rambam that holds that you really don't have to wash your hands anyway. You really can rely on the natil in the morning, and therefore we're not machshir the natil so much. You don't have to go so crazy. Umikomokom lechatchila tovli zar bazeb ma de'efsher. But says the Prima Gadim, you should be as careful as you can to try to be careful about not having the 22 amma walking time lapse between the washing of your hands and the duchening. Therefore, it's good to be careful not to be speaking between the washing and the bracha, because we're afraid that will delay things even more. But there's a very important note here. The note is on the next page at the very bottom, note 36. A very important note. The host of Prima Megadim Sham, this same Prima Megadim that says it's good to be machmir like this, adds on and writes, Shekoin Sherota Lahakbir al Kach, a Kohen who wants to be machmir on this, Umishum Kach Nota Yodav Shainis Ba'amdal Aduchen, he's so frum that when he goes up to Duchen, he brings water with him to wash a second time quickly before the Birlas Kohanim, Yesh Bazech Shash Yuhara, there is a concern of Gaiva. Don't go that crazy. Don't bring water up for a second washing to Chaparayim within the 22 Amma walking time. Before the Birchas Kohanim, you do not have to do that, and you should not do that. That would be Gaivadik. And then he writes from the Eishel Avram, Kasav Levarez Din Hatkifa. This idea of doing the bracha immediately after the Netila, the Eishel Avram says, She'ena Kavana Shebein HaNetila LeBracha Atzma Yepachos Midehila Chopes Amma. Don't take it so literally that it means that you mamish have to have that sort of a time span between the washing of the hands and the actual Birchas Kohanim. Shezeh shears man muat biyoser. This is a very short amount of time. V'lo yitochin shebemeshech amiras birchas ritzei umodim lo yavor shears man zeh. It's quite impossible that the chazan is going to get through ritzei and modim in that short amount of time. So don't take it so literally. Elo hakavana, what does it mean to say? Shelo yavor zman ze mishas hanetila ad akiras raglayim leilich laduchen labracha. Shehi kemo ascholas habracha. It means the time you wash until you start making your move to go up, like we discussed yesterday, and we'll discuss further in Ritzei, so that between the washing and making your move to start going up, that should not be that time frame, and that's already something that should have to do, especially if you're going straight from there, you're going to start walking slowly to the duchen, so you already did it, and that's very easy to makayim. He says not to take it literally. It's not actually from the washing to the Birchas Kohanim. It's from the washing till you commit yourself to the Birchas Kohanim. You start going on your way to the Birchas Kohanim. Fine. Since we have time, let's try to finish up Sif Vav. We're on the last line on page Gimel on top. The Mechaber says, V'halevi yotzek mayim al yedehem. The Levi is the one who washes the hands of the Kohanim. V'koden lochein yitol ha-Levi yodov. Says the Mechaber, before the Levi washes the hands of the Kohanim, he should wash his own hands. Make sure your hands are holy and clean before you make someone else's hands holy and clean. And the Rambam writes, on the top line of page 6, V'lo nogu ha-Leviim litol yedehem tchila. The minhag is that the Leviim do not wash their hands first. Rak somchu al netiloson shachris. They rely on the washing that they did in the morning. Even though we're machmer on the Kohanim, that they should wash again. But the Leviim, that we can rely already on the Rambam, on the washing in the morning was good enough. And therefore the minhag is the Leviim don't wash again. They just go straight up and they wash the Kohanim hands. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkoton Chof Beis, V'halevi Yotzek Mayim. The Levi pours the water. Now before we even read the Mishnah Berura, there's a very important note over here, note 32. The Af in B'shalkach Lo Yishmu HaLeviim Es Birchas HaShatz. And even if by the Leviim going to wash the hands of the Kohanim, the missing part of Chazar Shashatz, v'lo yuchu lanos amen, and he can't answer amen, the Shevet HaLevi writes, she'ein lahem lashash mikal, they don't have to worry about it, kevan she'em anusim be'ones mitzvah, they have an ones, they have to go do a mitzvah, and therefore they should not worry about the fact that they're missing part of Chazar Shashatz, they also shouldn't celebrate, but they shouldn't be concerned that they're missing part of Chazar Shashatz because they're going to do a mitzvah. And then he writes a very important ha'ara from Rabbi Yoshev. And I've heard from Levi that they do this. I've asked them when there are a lot of Kohanim, when there are a lot of Leviim and very few Kohanim. So some places have a minhag that a few Leviim join together to wash the hands of one Kohen. So Rabbi Yoshev says she yoser tov shelo lasos kain. Better not to do that. Elo shelevi echad yirchatz es yidei haKohen. It's better to have one Levi washing the hands of one Kohen. Sharei shnayim she'osin kein ha'reizen etzilo shelo kederach. That's washing in the not normal way, and therefore it's better not to do that. And therefore there are a lot of Leviim, so they should be mevater and let one Levi wash the hands of the Kohen, but you should not have a few Leviim together washing the hands of a Kohen. Now the Mishnah Berura says in Sefkoton Chavbeis, uke she'ein Levi, Ben was mechaven to this, that if there is no Levi there to wash the hands of the Kohen, Yotzek Bechor Peterechem. Then a Bechor should wash their hands, a Bechor Peterechem, meaning one who opened the womb, a Bechor Bedavka from the mother. And note 33 points out, B'tam Adover Sherak Bechor Peterechem, Rashi Litzok Mayim Al Yidei HaKohen. The reason why Bedavka won a Bechor from the mother, V'lo b'chor min av anaf. And the father of the Mogen Avram explains, Shematzinu bo kedusha l'inyan pidyon. We find kedusha of the firstborn from a mother, l'gabi pidyon aben. Ma she'en came b'chor min av, which is not the case by b'chor min av, shelo matzinu bo kedusha b'zman hazeh. There is no kedusha by a b'chor from the father b'zman hazeh. But the Arma died from the Mogen Avram that in the olden days, in the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Bechor from the father also was doing the Avodah. That is a discussion. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, the reason why the backup of the Levi would be the Bechor from the mother, to Gam King Kadosh Ktas. The Bechor also has a little bit of holiness, and therefore he is able to be the backup to wash hands of the Kohen. Vim Ein Gam Bechor, but if there is no Levi and there is no Bechor, Tov Sheyatil HaKohen Ba'atzmo. It's better the Kohen should wash his own hands, Mishayatzik Yisrael Al Yado. Not very nice to the crowd that's here. The Yisraelim are out. You're not even a backup of a backup. You're out totally. We are out totally. It's a Levi or a Bechor from the mother, or the Kohen just does it himself. Fine. The Afsha Levi Talmud Chacham VaKohen HaMa'aretz. Oh, interesting Shiloh. And even if the Levi is a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is a simpleton, Yesh LaHachmir, still, even though it's a Machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that there's Levi Talmud Chacham, he should still go ahead and wash the hands of the Kohen HaMa'aretz. The kol shekein im yesh kohen echa tamil chacham. Certainly, if one of the kohanim is a tamil chacham, the matzil es kulam, that he saves everyone, umuchuyav litzok af al ami ha'aretz. Even if there's only one Levi and one kohen, and the Levi is a tamil chacham, and the kohen is nam ha'aretz, he still should do it. But certainly, if he's washing a few kohanim and one is a tamil chacham, certainly he should go do the tamil chacham and do everyone else as well. Kei kosav al yiraba. That's what the Eli Rabbi writes. The cost of a mugging giborim, the chen ikir, the mugging giborim says that is ikar locha, ayin sham tamu. Let's look back at another note over here, note number 34. Ukishiyesh b'chor tamud chacham. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah, if the Levi's a tamud chacham and the coin's tamud aretz, still you should wash his hands. But let's say there's no Levi, there's only a b'chor from a mother. And the b'chor from the mother is a tamud chacham and the coin's tamud aretz. Does the b'chor from the mother follow the same rules that we just said by the Levi? That even though you're a tamud chacham and the coin's tamud aretz, you should still do it or not? Says note number 34, Ukishiyesh b'chor tamud chacham v'coin tamud aretz. Rishon Zalman Orbach says, She'ein ha-b'chor tzorach la'atshriach atzmo al-kach. The b'chor does not have to be la'atshriach himself to go wash the hands of the coin tamud aretz. Ubeprat shekosav haKavachaim, specifically lefi what the Kavachaim writes, and that is shemidire haZohar mashma shirak Levi yito yidei haKohanim v'lo b'chor. The Zohar says this whole b'chor thing is not right, and only a Levi should wash, not a b'chor. And therefore, even though our minog is that we have the b'chor as the backup, but lemaisa, if you have two things going against you, one is you have the Zohar that says the b'chor shouldn't do it at all, and secondly, you have already a machlokas in the poskim whether a Levi or whoever is doing the washing is the Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is Nam Aretz, then maybe you shouldn't do it. So Shlomo Zalman says that even though the Levi we say should do it if the Kohen is Nam Aretz and he's Nam Chacham, but if it's a Bechor, he doesn't have to bother, he could skip it if he's a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is an Am Haaretz. There's one more Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chav Gimel on page 6. V'lo Nogu, we said in the Ramah that the Minhag is nowadays that the Levim do not wash their hands first before they wash the hands of the Kohanim. Then hisichu ha-Levim daitam. But again, if the Levim were mesiach das from the Netila in the morning, tov sheyitlu yedem mikodem, then it is better that the Levim should in fact wash their hands again before they wash the hands of the Kohanim. Umikol shekein heicha denogu begufon. Certainly, if they know they touched a dirty part of their body, they certainly should re-wash their hands before they wash the hands of the Kohanim. Yesh mekomo shaminok sheshofchem shemen shereach b'mayim. There are places where the custom is to pour some kind of oil with a nice smell into the water that they're using to wash the hands of the Kohanim. V'amogin Avram kan ubetaz l'kamon kosvu de'aser. They write that it's aser, demolid reyach, that's creating a smell in the water, and therefore it's not allowed. However, v'al yirabu v'chinach hacham tzvi, daitem lohokel, they are lenient, de'lo shayach molid reyach bazeh. They said there's no problem of being molid reyach in this case. Why? Kevan she'ashem en atzma mu'uruv b'mayim. Since you're not just transferring the smell onto something, but the thing itself that smells is mixed together with the water, and therefore they say it's okay. And note 37, he points out that's only the reason El Yerabe brings down. The Chacham Tzvi says a different reason. He says there's no isra of being molid reyach in food, and therefore since it's in the water, it's not going to be a problem. However, if the nice smelling oil is mixed in the water from before Shabbos or before Yontif, then for sure you can rely on them to be lenient after molid reyach bidei kohanim, even though it will make a nice smell on the hands of the kohanim. We'll stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.